Meditation 3. Who is more tolerant than the Lord and his devotee?
My dear Lord Shyam, yesterday I found no happiness or security in anything. I screamed at you and complained in agony, wondering why you were making me suffer so much. I read about how you so mercifully protect your devotees. There were so many examples of how you distributed causeless mercy to them. I felt totally left out and abandoned. Maybe these stories are not true. Maybe they are for a select elite. I agonized and wondered why you had chosen to lead me out of your mercy. Yesterday, I went over all of the things you requested one to do to become dear to you. I studied the checklist closely. Noticing I had fulfilled my part, I complained and agonized, wondering why you had cheated me by not fulfilling your part of the contract. I went over all the auspicious activities that develop love of God. I had heard of these things many times and had often preached them to others. However, I was beginning to think that maybe I was fooling myself. Where are the fully surrendered and empowered pure devotees? I complained and agonized. Why must I preach about something I do not have and don't believe in? I looked around at the battlefield, seeking those devotees with whom I had previously associated in my service to you. Some had retired, others were grievously wounded, and some were wounded but were unaware of their injuries. Some were even encouraging others to leave the field with them. I complained and agonized about my position, unable to save my comrades or keep them fit for battle. How do I expect you to do the same for me? My dear Lord Shyam, yesterday I meditated on how you are the greatest enjoyer, but your devotees often suffer more than anyone, I thought. What is the value of surrendering to a master who enjoys while his servants suffer? My first thoughts were to pull out before my own suffering became my imprisonment. I screamed out in agony and complained. Why must the devotees of the Lord suffer if their own master is the reservoir of all pleasure? Yesterday, I was overflowing with doubts on everything. I doubted your love. How could you allow me to go on experiencing such excruciating pain and be the embodiment of love? I doubted your existence. For how could you tolerate my anger and insults, which were really a challenge for you to show yourself, either by embracing me with your darshan or by striking me down with your shaka? You neither embraced me nor struck me down. I screamed and agonized bitterly for you to do something. After all, why should I attempt to give my all to you when you could neither accept nor appreciate my offerings? I had decided to run from you as fast as I could. I had to find happiness, love, security, friendship. I started making plans about what I would do, where I would go, with whom I would associate. To my surprise, I realized there was nothing I wanted to do but to glorify you. I did not want to go anywhere that you are not worshipped, and I did not want to associate with anyone who could not share with me instances of your past. Now I scream louder than ever. What was I to do? I could not leave you, nor could I stay with you. I screamed long and loud, and then I woke up, realizing all alone I had been dreaming in a state of self-pity, loneliness, and insecurity. Waking up, I could appreciate how you had lovingly guided me through my slumbering state. You were tolerating my ignorance and illusions, kindly waiting for me to pull off the covers, to rise and join you in waking up others. My dear Lord Shyam, yesterday, I was so embarrassed and so afraid. My dream seemed too real. Then I heard you say, asleep or awake, you are my loving child. But you also said, how will you receive my love if you remain covered or asleep? I immediately jumped up, throwing aside the covers. I ran to catch up with someone who had awakened me much earlier, pleading to the servant of the Lord to keep me near to make sure I did not fall asleep again. This servant of the Lord turned and smiled at me, saying, my dear brother, the Lord has already commissioned me to keep you alert and awake even before you threw away the covers. You see, little one, the Lord loves us all equally. He never leaves a soul uncared for or unattended to. Whether we recognize His existence or not, He is our true well-wisher. We are most fortunate. Now let us make others fortunate and wake them up. Some haven't even started dreaming yet. I looked at my guide and noticed how beautiful he was. He had much of the beauty, compassion, and tolerance of the Lord. I knelt down. I grabbed hold of his feet, thanking him for his existence. I tried to express my appreciation in words, but choked up, all I could get out was, I am that beggar who has found a true friend.